Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell's bill increases surgical standards on clinics, requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges and agreements with local hospitals, and redefines the length of a trimester.
Would I like a bill that outlaws abortion? Sure, but that's not what this bill does, because that's unconstitutional, because we're allowed to have a woman's right to choose.
Oh my God, he's opposed to putting the government between people and their doctors, except when it comes to Florida's women.
ACLU of Florida Executive Director Howard Simon blasted the governor for signing the bill. He's waiting to see how the Florida Supreme Court rules on a separate law establishing an abortion waiting period before deciding whether to challenge HB 1411.
And when it comes to Florida's women, he'll sign any restriction whatsoever. I think this is depressing, but not at all unexpected.
Meanwhile, the Florida Family Policy Council is claiming a major victory. Last year, the council's John Stemberger blasted Governor Rick Scott for not banning state funding from flowing to Planned Parenthood amid a national uproar over the group's disposal and sale of fetal remains for research.
Well, you know, we would have liked for him to just, by executive order, defund Planned Parenthood without having to go through this process. We've had a sustained campaign for at least the last 7 months asking him to do that. But we are pleased that he signed this today. He did the right thing, and so we're happy about that. We wish he would have exercised leadership, but he followed the leadership of the legislature, and so that's good. Same result has occurred.
Florida's Planned Parenthood clinics say they'll weather the coming storm. Laura Goodhue heads the Florida Alliance of Planned Parenthood Affiliates.
It's just a shame that politicians like Governor Rick Scott and the bill sponsors are taking the chance to launch these political attacks. But the health centers will continue to be there for the patients.
For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.